Hey there, welcome to the Gareth Emery podcast in association with audiojelly.com. This is episode 27. You know the drill. Over the next 45 minutes, we've got a bunch of the best new music around right now, plus all of the usual features. Wherever you go,
we'll be right back.
material. And before this, we kicked off with a new mix of one of my favourite vocal tracks for a while. It's Atrium, In Love With You, and that was the Paul Harris mix. Up next, we have a sneak preview of the new track from Darude. The track's called Tell Me, and this is the High KL Powerhouse Dub.
Leave your message after the tone. Hi Gaz, it's Tim Healy here from Coburn. Hope you're well. The record I'm going to play for you is our new re-rub of The Temptations, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, which is as yet unsigned and doing the rounds as a tasty white label stroke CDR. Basically, it's the famous moment from The Temptations' original linked sexily to our velvet cosh of a bassline, and they say Carlsberg don't do remixes, but if they did, it might sound a bit like this.
This fortnight's podcast player. In the next podcast, Fed LeGrand will be dropping in to leave a message on my answer phone. Track in the background is a new alias from Mike Push. It's actually on Gabriel and Dresden's record label, Organized Nature. This is Deep Flexion with Emotion of the Night. massive record. I absolutely love it. It is, of course, the Prodigy's classic Smack My Bitch Up with brand new remix from Richard Durand. Next, we've got a couple of your emails and shouts to read out. Fraser dropped us the mail to say he heard about your podcast from the Great Expectations slot on Eddie Halliwell's Radio 1 show. Just thought I'd ping you an email to show my support. I'm currently at work, working my way through the archive of podcasts. Carlos from Puerto Rico says, just wanted to congratulate you on a terrific podcast. Dan from Omaha says, just wanted to drop you a line and say this podcast is awesome. It's difficult to find this type of music in the Midwest, so you provide the fix I need. One I personally quite like from Will, he says, I shelve books at a public library and listen to your podcast while I work. I like thinking about the contrast and atmosphere between the quiet, studious library and the kicking beats in my ears provided by you. What do you do whilst listening to the podcast? If it's something interesting like that, we'd love to hear it. Drop us a mail, podcast@garethemery.com. In the background is the first of a series of tracks we're going to play from Paul Molins, aka Octogen. We're going to do a little mini feature for him on this Fortnite's podcast, as he's absolutely delivering right now. It's Octogen and Midor with Rebound. Turn those subs up. In the background, you're listening to Oxygen with Renegade, the lead track on his upcoming Collected Works Volume 2 EP on 5AM Records. And before this was the T4L remix of Oxygen and Hydroid Within, which is forthcoming on Motion Music. Absolutely love that. So this is the final track of our little Oxygen segment on Podcast 27. It's another track from the upcoming Oxygen and Midor EP, and this is called Times Square. Than usual. Now it is time for our little mini mix of the AudioJelly.com top 10, the 10 biggest tracks on AudioJelly right now. If you want to see what they are and you'd like to buy them, head over to AudioJelly.com. iTunes, the official Audio Jelly Top 10. And with this track as number one, we didn't really feel it could be placed anywhere other than the last track of the show. It is, of course, Armin van Buuren's timeless classic, Communication. This is the Coldware Cold Mix. It's a mix of it that's been knocking about for quite a while, but has only just got a release, so no surprises to see this in the number one slot. Much rounds off episode 27. I have to admit, I'm quite looking forward to a week off this coming weekend. March was an absolutely crazy month. Finished it off the weekend just gone with a couple of gigs. Firstly, did Zouk in Singapore on the Friday night, and it really was absolutely amazing. Played for about 5 hours. I was only meant to be playing for three, but the crowd there was just so good they wouldn't let me go home. Ended up doing about 3 or 4 encores. Promised I'd do a quick shout to some guys that were there at the front the whole time. That was Dave, Mark and Steve-O. Cheers, boys. Hopefully see you again soon. Plus, of course, everybody else who was at Zouk that Friday. It was indeed a bit special. And the same goes for MOS in Taipei on the Saturday night. Also an amazing gig. I'm going to be on the road next Friday the 13th of April when I'm going to be in Indonesia playing at Club Centro in Jakarta. Looking forward to getting back there a lot. Until then, it has been a blast. As always, take it easy and I will see you in 2 weeks.